The New Orleans Museum of Art is set to open a showing of paintings done by one of the world's most famous singer-songwriters. Eileen Fleming reports it's time to coincide with the start of Jazz Fest.
Everybody knows this guy.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? Yes, and how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
Of course, that's Bob Dylan, but the show highlights his work on canvas.
There's a certain quality that the tonalities that he's choosing to work with are very subdued, you know, grays, whites, blacks, browns, very muted kind of palette. The brushwork is quite minimal, but they're very descriptive of and evocative of a particular mood.
That's Lisa Rotondo McCord, curator at the New Orleans Museum of Art's show on Dylan's painting. The pieces are still arriving at the museum from around the world, and the staff is still designing the outdoor banner. She outlined the ideas behind the exhibit from her office in the museum basement.
How did this Bob Dylan show come about? When did that start to be discussed here as a possibility?
We've been talking about it for a little over a year, I believe. There was an exhibition in Milan of some of this series and the New Orleans series. And some of our board members and trustees heard about it. Some of them saw it. So various people within the NOMA family kind of became aware of his work that focused on New Orleans around the same time. And so then through various means, we have been in communication with his representatives and talking about the possibility of having the show here. And it just didn't coalesce until very, very recently. So,
was it always aimed at Jazz Fest to time it with Jazz Fest?
It really was serendipitous. We were talking about a number of different time frames, but it seemed as though we could do it this year. And if we were going to do it this year, we wanted to make sure that it coincided with the festival season.
Tell me about what's going to be in the Great Hall. How many pieces? Where do they come from?
Sure. So the exhibition is actually going to be divided into two parts. So the Great Hall, when the exhibition opens on Friday, we'll have 8, possibly 9, depending on the layout, of the 23 paintings that are part of the series. We're able to show 17 of those paintings. Some of them are in private collections. Others are in the collection of the artist. Others in the collection of his gallery. So we'll have 7, 8, 9 in the first rotation, and then the remainder in the second.
When did he start painting?
So there's an early album cover that he painted. I don't remember the year, but it was decades ago. And then he has always, I guess, sketched, and I'm not sure if he continued to paint throughout his career. I suspect he has. But this New Orleans series is one of a number of thematic paintings and drawing series that he's done in the last 20 years. So he worked on a series that's called Drawn Blank, and that was sketches originally. So as he traveled throughout the world, as he performed, living different places, he did a series of sketches over a 10-year period. And he was talking about this work and showed it to a curator in Europe. She saw it, was really impressed, and wanted to do an exhibition. So there was an exhibition of those drawings initially. And then a number of years later, he was able to translate those sketches into paintings, which is evidently how he originally thought of them. He thought of them as preparatory sketches for a series of paintings.
Has he spoken about New Orleans? What is it about New Orleans that served as his muse?
Well, he's written at least the first volume of his autobiography, which is called Chronicles. And there are a number of passages in the book about New Orleans. And probably the most famous one is when he says, "There are many places I like, but I like New Orleans better." So I believe that for maybe in the 80s, early 90s, that he was here a lot.
Is it unusual for a musician to be proficient in a totally different form of art?
I don't think it is. I think we just tend to categorize people by one media. So we think of, if you're a singer, you're a singer. If you're an actor, you're an actor. We don't think of the many, many ways that very creative people manifest that creativity. So I don't think it's particularly unusual. It's just that many of those artists choose not to share their work in other realms.
Any chance that he will come?
That I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, actually, but I have no idea. So,
well, if you post them, they he will come.
He will come. That's right. I hope so. I would hope so. I'd hope he'd enjoy. I'm sure he'd enjoy seeing his paintings here. It's obviously a city he loves, and a place he enjoys being. But obviously, he travels a lot and performs a lot. So, I don't know if his schedule will allow a visit here. But we certainly hope so.
Lisa Rotondo-McCord, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.